Welcome to Fantasy Quickets. This is Miles, and we have a guest today, not in studio, but on the phone. Joey, how are you doing?
Great. How about yourself, Miles?
Oh, I'm all right. I just got out of the pool. I know you've got a pool, too. Do you got problems with bugs in yours?
Yes. I noticed when we, last year, we kept the cover off of it, mm-hmm. and that was a no-go. You got to keep it covered. And then this year, we got such a late start, but the bugs haven't, I mean, they're about the same, I would say.
Yeah.
Because we left our pool up all winter.
Yeah.
And then my wife is like, she's becoming the pool expert.
Oh, yeah.
So it's kind of like her kind of side kind of hobby or whatever. Yes. And she did not put enough chlorine in the pool right away. So
yeah,
we still have like a bunch of dead algae, but we've been flushing it and just slowly adding new water. And that's been working out great. But bugs are about the same. But next year I'm going to do one of those floating covers on top.
Yeah.
The bubble one.
And yep.
This goes right above the surface.
Ours is kind of, because it's so big, it's got a kind of a weird shape to it. It's kind of bowed out in different spots. So it can't.
Yep.
And we've got a roller cover for the bubble cover. But I keep running my vacuum in there at least once a day and it washing out all the bugs. But anyway, that's not why people come here. But actually, I don't know why they come here. There's like one super diehard person in Kansas. And God bless you, sir.
Nice.
Sir or ma'am, who am I to judge these days? But they are like have like half the numbers. And
awesome.
And Grace is like, it must be your VPN that's putting you through there. I'm like, no, that's my VPN jumps around. So anyway, Joey and I play in a dynasty league. But we're not going to talk about that one today because we have a super flex. What? Do you want to talk about the dynasty?
I mean, I do pretty good at it, and you do pretty bad in that one.
Yeah. Yeah, there's.
Oh,
yep. And
throw you under the bus.
It's okay. It's all right. And like I told Grace today, I said, "You going to come to me for advice?" And she said, "No." That's probably not a bad idea. Yeah.
And although I have tried to give you advice in the past and you refuse it constantly.
I took it under advisement. It's like my neighbor a couple years ago, his dad was over and he was like, you need to do this and you need to do that. And then my neighbor came up to me later and he's like, you don't have to do what my dad says. And I said, I don't listen to my own dad. I'm sure not going to listen to yours. So
that's right.
Yes. I'm my own man. Yes, I did tell people in the podcast about how I tried to trade for David Montgomery and you just sounded like my disappointed father. And it's like, I'm not going to do that, Miles.
And yet, for your own benefit.
Yes, for my benefit. And I'm like, God, I've just felt belittled. And for the record, I'm like noticeably taller than Joey. I'm a much bigger
100%, man. Yes.
But we probably have the same shoe size. Actually, you probably have bigger shoes than I do. I don't know.
Maybe, I don't know. Doesn't matter.
No. Nope.
But we have a draft coming up.
Yes, we have a draft tomorrow night for Superflex League, and I've made a couple of adjustments. We have six. We do have, last year we had best ball settings, and that would be so that it would automatically go back through. And Joey was like, oh, it's so easy. It's just so easy. Oh, I don't even think about that. Joey, defend yourself. For someone that says you never ever looked at that league, you had 13 transactions.
I did.
Explain yourself. I? Yes, you did. I went back through and looked.
I'm very surprised at that. Was that throughout the season too? Like,
yeah.
I honestly had no idea. What do you know when my last transaction was?
Nah, I didn't go that deep. This is not my paying job.
Yeah, I know. I'm curious about that because I know obviously with at the end of each draft, players get hurt,
mm-hmm.
so you do some transactions right away and everything like that. But I would say I'm very surprised about that.
Yes.
But it was very I did feel like it was very dumb, very easy.
Yep.
It's for people that just don't want to pay attention, and it takes, in my opinion,
yep.
Takes away the fun of yep. being a manager of a fantasy yep. team.
I agree. And like last year, this was just the experimental league. So we put Fab in there and we tried a bunch of weird stuff with it. That was just our first super flex league in our group. So, excuse me.
Yeah.
And Cam.
Is that
Cam is out this year because he doesn't yep. want to. He's only playing in best ball leagues. And he's like, he was like berating me. He's like, get with the times, old man. I'm only like a year or two older than he is. He's like, it's the wave of the future. Pull your head out of your butt. I'm like, dude, I'm the one that told you about it. And I wanted to play it. And you called me stupid first. And so he's like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. So he backpedaled too.
Although Cam does. He's kind of a yes man, I would say, in a way, when it comes to fantasy football, because last time I talked to him, I think he's in six of them again.
Yeah.
And last year he was in like 12.
Yeah.
Well, I would like to say because he had a lot of coworkers of his. It was mm-hmm. like, hey, I want to start a league.
Yep.
You want to be in it?
Yeah.
He's like, yes. Yeah.
Yes, I do. Well, what was he in like 8 championships and he did not win a championship? Something like that.
I don't know what it was, yeah. but that sounds about right. I know he was very frustrated that week 17.
Yep. So, and he told me he's only doing best ball because he gets too much anxiety. And Cam is wound pretty tight.
So, yeah.
And then, so
he's great though. He's great.
I love Cam. I don't know. Remember if you remember the episode from last year when I was telling dad jokes at the end of it and Cam was getting frustrated with me and I just kept recording and told him we were done. And he's like, nobody understands these miles. Nobody gets these. And went up for like 30 seconds and he was just complaining to me the whole time. And I left it. I said, I left it on, Cam. He's like, ugh, you. And then I really closed it out. But that was fun. Yeah.
Was a good time.
Oh, yes. So anyway, this league, Superflex, Fab, we have 16 man rosters. We start quarterback, Superflex, 2 running backs, 3 wide receivers, 2 flex, and a tight end. And we have a 6-person bench and 2 IRs. Last year, this is another one of it goes into my that you're better. It's better to be lucky than good. You were 9. You were 9-5. You won the league. You were 6th in points scored, and you were 8th in points against, and you're only 13 points out of being 10th for points against. So that was lucky. And then by comparison, me, I ended up 4th, and I barely squeaked into the playoffs at 6th, and I was 7-7. But I was 2nd in points, and I was only 7 points from being 1st in points, and then I was 2nd in points against. So that's just really clobbered me down. And then I lost in the playoffs, but that's all right. I think I lost to Cam.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but anyway, any thoughts on that? Does a fish even know he's wet? It's too, like you are just bathed in luck.
Yeah, I suppose. I know that's what you and Cam like to say too, but I mean it's close. I mean that a lot of times though too when you got a lot of teams that are pretty heavily like equal across the board, like it should be close. It should be that close with a lot of stuff. It should be and this is a game of luck at the end of the day too. You can make your well, in that, when it was best ball, you just are like, oh, I hope these players do good.
Yep. So,
you know.
So you had 13 moves. Do you want to guess how many I had?
Oh, jeez. I'm guessing maybe probably less than me, maybe.
Guess. Just take a stab.
Is it more or less?
It's more.
More?
Yeah.
26.
98.
Double. What? That's impressive.
Oh,
did you have the most?
I had by far the most. I think the next closest was like 32, 33, something like that. I don't have it pulled up right now. Yeah, I just crushed it. Well, and I found because of the best ball scoring, I would load up my team like with players for Thursday night, and if nobody did anything, I'd dump them, and then I'd pick up fresh players like for the Sunday morning games. And then if they didn't perform, I'd dump them. And I was dumping guys. If they had like 5 points or whatever, I'd just kick them to the waiver wire. And yep. Lidahl, I think I'm going to get a hold of him to be on here too. But do you think he can keep from cussing? God. Oh, and then I'm going to try and get Pender on here. But the last time I talked to him, I asked him if he'd ever heard of conditioner for his hair. He's like, it's just the way it is. So, and he does use conditioner. I did find that out. So
that's good.
Yes. So do you draft differently when you get into a super flex? Because I think you're drafting ninth. Yeah.
So I know I'm going to go a little bit different. I'm drafting ninth.
Yeah.
And it's going to be best available player for the first two picks. Yeah. And what it looks like where I'm at right now with how Sleeper has it, it looks like I'll end up with two wide receivers.
Yeah.
But if I get one of those quarterbacks to fall to me, I mean, that was my strategy last year, was to go quarterback heavy.
Yeah.
Right off the bat. And I ended up with, which is hilarious because my first like three picks were awful. It was like Deshaun Watson, Justin Fields, and Travis Kelce.
Ooh. Ooh, bro. Ooh. Ooh.
Hey, I won. But
you haven't heard that sound clip before?
No.
Ooh, bro, ooh. Yeah, it was oh my God, you're the one that talked about Island Boys and stuff. You knew that. Oh yeah. I don't know if that was because we sang the Island Boy song about Cam. So I forgot about that. Oh, I didn't even introduce myself Island. As the Highwayman.
You probably haven't done that in a while. You need to remind your viewers who you truly are. You know?
Oh. Along the post road I did ride. Sword and pistol by my side.
Where are you drafting it? I haven't even...
I'm fourth. I'm fourth.
You're fourth.
Uh-huh.
So you're in line to get a good quarterback. Are you going to take a quarterback? Or are you going to... With how you typically draft, probably are antsy to get McCaffrey at that. Which isn't bad.
I have been mocking, from different positions, and my most recent mocks, I have been taking seven wide receivers with my first picks, and I have not been taking a quarterback until, round 13.
Okay.
Yeah. It's
crazy.
Oh, I am a wild card. And I'm picking up quarterbacks that have an easier schedule, for the first 4 to 6 weeks. And I'm platooning them, and I'm just blowing the doors off with my seventh wide receiver. My bench wide receiver after the super flex is DK Metcalf in that situation.
I plan on having four quarterbacks.
Yeah. Yeah, and see,
round 13.
When are you taking Caleb Williams?
130 players off the boards,
Yeah.
I would like to have Caleb Williams. I'm a Bears fan. I'm very excited for him. I think he might start off a little slow. I mean, should have a first good game, but I mean, there's a lot of pressure. It's against the Titans, and then he'll have a good matchup against CJ Stroud and the Texans.
Well,
number two.
And I'm actually looking. I don't draft quarterbacks early, and I don't draft rookie quarterbacks early, but I'm looking at Chicago's schedule. Tennessee, Houston, Indianapolis, Los Angeles, Rams, Carolina, and Jacksonville. All lower half defenses by the stats I'm looking at. So I actually thought about picking him, but then it's I'd have to beat Joey to that. And then you'd come on here as a guest and you'd just be silence. Or Luke.
Yeah.
Luke.
Now, or is Luke is emotional like me?
Yeah. Oh, no, he's not. That's a different league. Sorry.
Yeah. He's not in this one. No, yeah. I mean, if he's somewhat close, I have no idea. I don't know how far I'm willing to reach, but that is also it's hard because if there's a proven quarterback that's right there, that's really good. It's going to be hard not you know, hard to pass up on somebody else too. Because rookies, I mean, there's still a chance they could potentially flop too.
Yeah. Oh yeah. There's, I mean, he looks good, but everybody has a plan until they get punched in the mouth is what I've heard.
When are you going to get a tight end?
Around 16. Did that come through? 16. Around 16 is when I drafted. That's and I've been mocking it that way.
Okay, hold on.
And once...
So you're really picking 7 wide receivers in the first 13 rounds.
7 wide receivers in the first 7 rounds. And then like four running backs. And then 4 running backs. And then... Yeah, and then sometimes, like I said, most of the mocks, though, and then I've picked up, like, 2 more wide receivers, and where does that, so that takes me to 11, 13, and then, like, I have 2 quarterbacks and a tight end to grab with those last 3 picks.
So, do you think when you do these mock drafts with other people, too?
No.
I'm assuming so, right?
No. It's just...
Because I was going to say, do you think the other people in the mock draft is like, wow, this guy's just trolling us right now.
Yep. Yeah. And then, in one of the mocks, so I was just doing my own crazy little thing just for my thought experiment. I'm like, it's not going to go like this. Then, like, one of the other teams was 8 rounds before they drafted a quarterback. I'm like, there's no way that's going to happen in our league. So, and Grace drafts tomorrow night also. I think we're going to get her on here and talk to her. But she's got she won't even mock because she's like, people won't do that. So.
Yeah. You got to know your crowd, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
This will be interesting because it's not a full – is it – because we only got, 8 people or do we got full – no, we got
it's
full 10.
Yep, it's 10.
10. Yep. But, you know, like, everyone's going to have a good team.
Mm-hmm.
And then is there – do you have any sleepers that you're just dying to get?
I was really – the way things were shaking out, I was going to take Bo Nix with, like, my 16th pick. And I looked at his beginning schedule, and it's tough. It was Seattle, Pittsburgh, Tampa Bay, New York Jets, Las Vegas, and the Chargers. So he's got Seattle and Pittsburgh are pretty tough, and the Jets are tough. And, oh, God, where did – I had, like, a whole stack of stuff here, but it's been kind of chaotic. Oh, did I tell you about our turtle dying last week?
You did tell me about the turtle dying and how
– it was tragic.
The scene of the crime.
Yeah. Okay.
How it was found, yes.
I cannot believe I cried over a turtle. Not like boo-hoo, boo-hoo, but like manly tears. So, because it hurts heavy.
Sniffles.
Kids oh, yeah. No, there was tears. It was tears. If I'd had mascara, it would have been running. But I guess usually I just have dirt on my face from work.
Or were you just crying because you didn't want to feel left out because the kiddos were crying?
Oh, no. It's... It sucks to cry. And then, so we got a lizard now. A drake. Was it a bearded dragon? And we were at Petco, and they were like, they have, like, a setup that comes with all the stuff you need. And, like, the lady's like, don't buy that. She's like, he's going to outgrow that tank in, like, 6 months. I'm like, how big is this stupid lizard going to get? Well, 2 feet. This thing could be 2 feet long in 18 months. She's like, he's going to outgrow that tank in 6 months. I'm like, apparently you haven't been around this house because we goldfish die by the handful, and we've had a turtle for 2 months. But we didn't tell him that because they probably wouldn't have let us take him then. And he hasn't done much. He sat on a rock so far. I thought he was dead when we got him home because we'd had the air conditioner on, but we had him on the dash so it would stay warm. And we heard scratch and scratch and scratch, and then we got about half an hour from home and he quit scratching. And then we put him in his tank and he didn't move, and we flipped the tank on its side and he didn't move. His tail was like stuck up in, and he just laid there. And we were like shining the light on him to warm him up. Like, oh God, I think I saw him breathe, but I'm not sure. God, this is going to be tragic if we have two pets die in like less than a week. It's going to be horrible. And that's like, I'm giving up.
Maybe you could just take it to the taxidermy and get it stuffed real quick and just leave it in there.
Yeah.
Never have to feed it or anything.
Did you? It sounds like with these things, they're actually very personable. Like, as personable as a reptile gets, they, like, are friendly.
Uh-huh.
And people, like, yeah, they're, like, about as friendly as a reptile gets. I'm like, good God. I don't know how I feel about this.
Well, I can't wait to hear about it.
Oh, yeah. Sure, you know me.
You'll have something happen.
Yeah. So, but anything. Anyway, well, that's about, do you want to talk about that league anymore? Or you want to talk about anything else?
I don't know. Like, other than some late rounders, I don't know. I think, is there any old people, old timers considered old? They're not old. Yeah. But
oh, this guy is old. The one,
any veterans that you might try to snake for this league?
It's not snaking. He's going to be there at the end. It's Taysom Hill. I've got him in all my other leagues.
You love that guy.
I do. He's 34, I think. I mean, he's just, and I get him everywhere. That's who I've been drafting in the 16th round is Taysom Hill. And
I was thinking more of, I think Derrick Henry might drop pretty far and be able to pick him up.
I don't think he's going to drop that far. Yeah, I mean, he's not really a sleeper. I don't consider him a sleeper. But, and there's really not, there's so much information. Yeah. 20 years ago, there were sleepers where like unknowns, like Moose and Muhammad. It's like, I used to pick him up everywhere and played him for one season. He was people were like, who is this guy? I'm like, oh, he's winning me my league, baby. But yeah, as far as like actual sleepers, there's, yeah.
I feel like people might stay away from him. I'm hoping they do, but I don't know where Sleeper has him at, but I think a lot of people will be like, man, he's old.
Taysom?
Go over him. Derrick Henry.
Oh, Derrick Henry. Oh God, I could
who do you think's gonna be the biggest who do you think out of all the players is gonna be the biggest drop off?
Ben Dalby. he's drafting 10th.
I'm gonna get a hold of him and we're gonna come up with a plan.
Yeah, but you know what? I was dealing with a little. I don't know if you can ever. It's seasonal depression, but it was in the summer, so that's weird. But I just had no ambition for anything. I was just struggling through this summer, and he was the one that kind of got me interested back into this league. He's like, are we gonna restart that? I'm like, man, I don't know. It's okay if you don't, but I had fun with that last year and I'd like to do it again. And I'm like, okay, I'll think
this
about
was kind of out of, I would say with Ben, that's kind of out of left field too.
Yeah,
because he's not like, it's not like he's a big, like, he doesn't talk about sports. He's not a big fanatic for any team whatsoever.
No.
So
he's not.
It's so interesting that it was that guy.
Mm-hmm.
It was Ben. Big Ben to come up. Like, hey, Brock.
Yeah. And he was, and I'm kind of getting a little fire again, just kind of, and you know me, I'm like usually pretty upbeat and super positive and stuff. And I'm just like, blah. I'm kind of like, yeah. That's not the Eeyore voice. What is it? It's one of those dogs. Droopy dog. Yeah, so I'm sad. And then,
oh my gosh, you're trying to talk like that. I feel like that one dog from, what was it? The Oddly Fairy Tales.
Fairly Odd
the
Parents?
Kid in that, no. This is like the old ones with Rocky and Bullwinkle. They would always have the kid and the dog.
Oh, yeah.
That time traveled.
Oh, Peabody and Sherman.
I think that's the voice that you're trying to.
I feel
like that dog has that kind of whine to it.
Guys, Peabody is the Mr. Peabody. Yeah, he's got a. Nah, he doesn't have that voice. I think that's Droopy.
Yeah, deep voice.
Oh, Droopy he talked dog. Like this.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Sorry.
It's okay. Hey, man, I'm older than you are, so, and that's like you call them classic cartoons. I just called them cartoons. So.
Touché.
Yeah. As opposed to tushy. So do you think your think your man's gonna show up? Or call you?
Probably not at this point. Because at this point, it's the on-call guy. Yeah. So, I'm sure.
So.
Sure. I mean, there's a lot of combines going. So, it's going to be probably tomorrow morning. I'm going to give them a call right away in the morning and see if they got the message from the gentleman I talked to.
Good.
So, I'm sure it'll be. If I'm going tomorrow afternoon, I'll be happy.
That's good. Yes. So, if it, for those of you that don't know, a combine is a grain collection device, well, like a big tractor.
Harvester.
Yes. Well, it's like, for those of us, like, I grew up on a ranch, and we had some grains and stuff, but most people know it's, like, for farming. That's how you get your crop out of the field. So, yes, I've gotten into watching these reels on Facebook about and on YouTube about these farmers that have a podcast from Iowa. I'm like, by God, I like these guys. And but
I should start something.
Yeah.
No,
and it was so funny. Like from where I'm from in South Dakota, if you call somebody a farmer, those are like fighting words. And like one of their neighbors. They farmed across like three counties. They were big operators for the time. I mean, that's 20, 30 years ago. And it's like somebody said something about him being a farmer. They're like, we're not farmers, we're ranchers. They also had 400 head of cows, so. But
yeah.
And they had hogs, too. That place was crazy to work at, though.
Yeah, that's a lot of animals.
Oh, yeah. And they only had one hired man. And it was the father, the son, and a hired man for the most part. And man, they were going all the time. But yes, back to fantasy football. We're just catching up, I guess. So,
yeah,
you want to talk about the Dynasty League too? How do you feel about that? So this is where you crap on.
Good. I had a great draft. I finally finished off. So we, Miles, you and I had the trade, and I finally finished up cashing in on that. That was, I traded Davante Adams to you, and I got two first round picks.
Yep.
And that first round pick this year, it was the number 3.
Yeah, that sounds right.
And so, as a Bears fan, I was excited.
You, but I also hate you so much.
I know. And during that time, I finished like I had a lot of injuries, which happens, and I had the number 6, number 3, and number 6, and as a Bears fan, I was excited because I knew Harrison was going to go number 1.
Yep.
So then I wasn't sure on the number 2. The guy had one decent quarterback, but I'm like, well, maybe, but he needed a wide receiver, so I'm like, well, if he goes any other wide receiver, well, then I have a pick of Williams or Adunze.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, I have no idea what's going to happen here. Yeah. And he ended up picking Williams, which was like, dang it. But then I'm like, well, I'm getting Adunze.
Yep.
And then with the 6th pick, I got Brock Bowers. Oh, yeah. And then the rest of the draft, I mean, I got one running back. I think the running back for Buffalo, which I'm
Ray Davis.
I'm a little excited for him because I don't know if James Cook is the guy. This will be an interesting year for him.
People are drafting him like he is.
Yeah, which they should because on paper he definitely is. Yeah. I think I picked up another running back that I think is it. I'm probably wrong, but I want to say it's like Jeff Wilson, maybe in Miami.
They dropped him off the roster. They cut him.
Who was the rookie they just drafted then?
Jalen Wright.
I got it. Jalen Wright. Yep. Okay, I knew it was like a W. Yep. I'm terrible with names. I just don't care.
We know that. I just went on a rant on him. It's like, I can't tell if you're brilliant or if you're trolling me or you're an idiot savant. And it's like last year, it's like, who do you think? What about that Bijou Robertson? I'm like, Bijou Robertson? Bijou. Is he a receiver? No, he's a really good running back. I think he
supposed to be number one.
Yeah, supposed to be. I'm like, I have no idea who you're talking to. I'm like, wait a minute. I said, Bijan Robinson? He's like, did he end up with the Falcons? Falcons? I'm like, yeah, that's the guy. He's like, yeah, that guy. I'm like, good God.
No.
Yeah, names are not your thing, but you do draft well.
Are not 100%.
Yes. And in that dynasty league, does anybody try harder than me?
No, absolutely not.
I was like,
there's a few. Lead all tries hard. Yeah. Everybody.
Yeah, we all do.
In that one, we do have a very, I think we got.
But does anybody try that hard with less success?
Yeah, that's I would just say you win that one, but everybody is competitive in that league. There tends to be quite a few trades throughout the year. Some, like, there's usually once a year, like, one big trade that really alters a lot of people's teams also.
Well, even
is really good, shakes it up.
In this year, I didn't have a first round. I didn't have a first round pick till 2026 until I traded it to Drew.
First round picks.
That's what everybody says. And I'm like, I traded to Drew my 2026 first round pick and I picked up Trey Benson.
For a second pick. A second round pick. For somebody that wants to rebuild their team, you sure just throw stuff out the window.
He is what they call a league winner. I have buttons on here that I can push.
That was good.
I forgot about him. And then, with my next pick, I picked up Ricky Pearsall, who just got shot. Actually, it was probably.
That's crappy.
Yeah. Did you hear about that? The guy shot him in the chest and he missed all of his vital organs.
Yeah, Alex just told me about that.
Yeah.
But then also, like, they got Brian Robinson. He got shot too.
Yeah, he got shot in the butt.
I think that's true too.
I think getting shot in the chest would be a little bit different than getting shot in the butt. But as a run, what's worse, as a running, I would think that being shot in the it was the butt, right, or the leg.
It was the leg.
Yeah. So I just like saying tukus.
Yeah. Natwick was telling me about that this morning. He's like, I'm glad I didn't draft that guy. I'm like, what happened?
Yeah.
He got shot. I'm like, hey.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I hope he recovers as well as Ryan Robinson did. I think he's going to be the go-to guy. I know they just got Eckler, but I think Eckler's going to drop off this year.
I think, Eckler even said he is going to, like when he and Melvin Gordon were platooning for the Chargers, that's what he says his hope is for this year. And that could really happen.
Yep.
I mean, Eckler, where did he come from? North Platte, Nebraska. Yep. But that's beside the point. That's almost to my old stomping grounds. So
almost
3 hours away. 3 hours away.
Yeah.
It's like, you know what? I don't know. Actually, you guys are way more civilized up here. When, like, where I'm from, it's like, oh, yeah, that so-and-so is my neighbor. And they're like 30 miles away. But we only had 2,000 people in the entire county. So,
yeah.
I was in Colorado for like 10, 11 years. And I was talking to those guys, my friends out there, and they're like, oh, I bet there's more cows than people. I'm like, well, duh, it is cattle country. So,
ranching.
Oh, yeah, it's ranch country. So, anyway, oh my God, I'm checking the counter. That's 34 minutes and 15 seconds we've talked about this, Joey. What do you think?
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
We could go on more too, but I'm coming up on the field right now, so I kind of should probably get back to work.
Yep. All right. I get it.
But I appreciate it. I feel like we just scratched the surface.
Oh, yeah.
Like there's so much so much more trash talking I want to do to you, and I didn't even really get a chance.
No. Well, I mean, this is your first time on a podcast, so it's a little intimidating to begin with. And this isn't – my podcast voice is not how I talk in real life usually. So you can tell it's a little bit different. It's a little deeper.
Yeah.
Oh, those dulcet tones. And then – actually, when I interview Grace, it's completely different.
It's the highwayman voice.
Oh, yes. The highwayman.
That's what it is. Yeah.
What is a post road?
What is it?
Well, I'm asking you. Got all the answers.
No.
It's not. I believe it was like post was like letters. And I think it was like and it was like that's where the stagecoaches went and stuff, and he would like rob them. I think that's what a post road was like the main road. So, but anyway, since you're back to the field, I am sweating my butt off right now sitting in the chair. You know, like, I've got air conditioning. It's just a, kind of a dull spot, or not. It's kind of a warm spot up here. So, anyway, let's see. What does this do? Wrong button. There we go. All right. Thank you, Joey. I'm going to put this podcast out later today. And
sounds good.
All right. Ooh, do you think we should get Drew on here? And I can do it.
If he would, he'd be good.
Yeah,
I think any of the guys from the league would be great to hear what they. It's always fun to pick people's brains on everything.
Oh, you know
who? Big Mikey. You might want to cut that one a little short.
Yeah.
No, I'm just playing.
Well, I should get.
He's a good guy too.
Yeah. Yes, he is. And then, Kyle is in the league for it's his first year in our
first year.
Yep. And but he just laughs. I just say something funny. He's like, and he just laughs.
I texted him a lot during the draft. Yeah. I helped him correlate the Denver Broncos. Their first pick of the draft was that wide receiver.
What?
Or no, it was Bo Nix, and then it was their. Then they moved up for that wide receiver.
Yep,
they helped.
Troy Franklin.
They told him he should get both Franklin. He got Franklin in the third, and then
his first pick was Adonai Mitchell.
Yes,
and everybody gave him a hard time for that. Like,
yeah, that's the Indianapolis wide receiver, right, Mitchell?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm worried about Richardson throwing. I like to draft him, but I don't know if he's going to return value. Because, I mean, he's a big – I mean, he's a bruising man, and he should be able to run, but he's been hurt. How do you know?
He has been.
But anyway, you know me. I will talk forever, and you got work to do. So, all right. Joey, thank you very much. Ooh, do you want – you have a joke for the people, or do you want me to look up one? That's how I close things out.
You got it. It's your podcast. You got the jokes, man.
Yeah, well – good Lord.
I thought that post road was going to be a joke, and then wasn't.
Oh, wait. Here's a good one to end it on. What kind of bug tells time?
Time bug.
A clock roach.
Ooh.
And that's been Fantasy Quick Hits with Miles and Joey.